Next Sunday, a little teaser, next Sunday is Mother's Day, and I hope you, if you're in town and with your family, will join us for worship. And I'm going to try to connect everything from the church carpet to a playground to an organ. Now, you be here next week and see how those three things, church carpet, playground, and organ, can all come together. This morning, I heard you sing, "You are worthy, Father, Creator. You are worthy, Savior, Sustainer. You are worthy, worthy and wonderful, worthy of worship and praise." The organ prelude called us to worship. Aiden read from Holy Scripture, from the Revelation. The sanctuary was filled with your song this morning as you sang as a congregation. Prayer surrounded by children was offered to God, and tithes and offerings were presented to God this morning. The gathered church has worshiped. Trying to define worship, I submit, is most difficult, perhaps indefinable. I find worship so intimate. Worship so majestic, so awesome, that I can't find the right definition. I can't find the words to define the majestic, awesome, holy God that overwhelms my comprehension. In our text that Aiden read, not only thousands, myriads, tens of thousands and thousands gathered and said, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Maybe we should say worship simply is. Worship is. So how do I preach on a subject that I can't define, that tends to overwhelm me and defies articulation? In the news journal I read, the Christian Post, this week, on Wednesday, I read an article with this headline: "Church Pastor Craig Gross Promotes Christian Cannabis. Says weed makes worship better." I wonder if it would help one define worship. I wonder what it would do to tithes and offerings. But that's for another Sunday. That headline made me read the article. Worship, although indefinable, allow me to try to describe this phenomenon, which the Bible tries to describe, called worship. I would begin by saying worship is mystery. As we come to worship, we experience the presence of God as God reveals Himself. And as He does, we stand in awe in the face of this mystery. God reveals, but He also withholds at the same time. We're conscious of God in our lives, yet we can never fully comprehend the ultimate meaning of God. Worship is mystery. God's transcendence, God's immanence, the mystery of mysteries that God longs to meet us. I'm convinced our worship is more meaningful if we can simply say we don't get it. It is a mystery. There remains a sense of awe, a sense of wonder. We know God in worship. We know God through worship, but we can't fully comprehend His nature. We can't really fully grasp or fathom the ways of God. The Apostle Paul, in writing to the church at Corinth, said, "Now we see poorly, dimly, as in a darkened mirror, but one day we will see face to face. Now we know in part, but then we shall know fully. Until then, worship is mystery. But worship is also celebration. That may be one description that first rises on our description of worship. It's celebration as we celebrate the acts of God in history. We celebrate God's creation. We celebrate God's providence. We celebrate God's covenant of redemption. We celebrate God's greatest gift, Jesus Christ, in the incarnation. Worship is the celebration of the cross, celebration of the resurrection, celebration of the manifestation of God's power as revealed through Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, worship is indeed celebrating all the gospel. As worshipers, we come to celebrate with thanksgiving. We come to celebrate with gratitude for all that God is and all that God has done. We worship in pure delight and an unfiltered bliss. Like the psalmist of old, we lift our voices in celebration. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Enter His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. Yes, like the psalmist, in celebration we proclaim, oh, praise the Lord, oh, my soul. With all my inmost being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, oh, my soul, and forget not all His benefits. He who forgives our sins, He who heals our diseases, who redeems our life from the pit and crowns us with love and compassion. Oh, worship is celebration. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Worship is mystery, but worship is celebration. I think we might describe worship also as dialogue. We experience God in worship as we commune with God. Worship is revelation and response. God takes the initiative. Think about it. In worship, God takes the initiative in revelation, and we respond to His grand revelation in worship. God reveals Himself in worship through His Word. He reveals Himself through the fellowship of believers. God reveals Himself through music. God reveals Himself through wonderful symbols. God reveals Himself through action and through His very Spirit. And after that revelation, we respond. We respond to all of God's revelation by our words, by our music, by our acts of celebration and dedication. Worship is dialogue. Randall Bradley, a professor at Baylor in church music, written a book entitled Christian Worship. Dr. Bradley said this: worship is dialogue which leads to encounter. In this encounter with God, God confronts us and makes demands upon each worshiper. God confronts us and makes demands upon each worshiper. Yes, worship is a dialogue where we listen to God and we respond to God, but we also encounter God in worship. Oh, this is big. This is big, church. Don't miss. God desires to commune with you and with me. The Bible says that God knows us. We are known by Him. And meaningful worship will lead us to these decisive experiences, yes, encounters, where true communion with the Almighty God, Creator and creation, dialogue together. Worship, it's mystery, it's celebration. Worship is dialogue. I submit, worship is life. Worship is life. It's not limited to simple acts of devotion. Worship is not limited to religious rites or ceremonies. For a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, worship is synonymous with all of life itself. In the broadest aspect, worship relates to every single aspect of your life. For every area of life belongs to God. Therefore, worship is practicing the presence of God in every experience that we have in life. Our whole life, every sphere of our life, all that we are, all that we have, all that we will be, our whole life, our whole being is an act of worship to God. Life itself is worship. Each Sunday morning, I get here at the church about 9. And about 9:15 to 9:20, I text my daughter. Most of you know my daughter's a minister in Waco, a children's minister. And about 7:20 is when she's going through the drive-thru at Starbucks on her way to her church. And so I text her each week, daddy preacher things like, I love you and enjoy worship today and love on those kids. It's a great day. And she usually texts back immediately. You know your son's probably not coming to church today. You know, a big sister always wants me to know what her little brother's. And I say, yes, I'm sure. And then she'll say, I love you too. Hope you have great worship in Lufkin. Last Sunday, though I was not here, I text her at 7:15. Have a great day of worship. I love you. And she texts back, no worship today, serve Waco Sunday. Their church in Waco does what we do in the fall, Love Lufkin. Theirs is called Serve Sunday, as they go out in the community and serve Waco. Oh, but I had her. Every once in a while, Dad has a little bit more than she does. And I said, no worship, you're wrong. Every day is worship. Serve God, serve Waco, real worship at its best. See, all of life is worship. Worship, you see it, worship is mystery, worship is celebration, worship is dialogue, worship is life. Well, that doesn't help define it too much, does it? It's still hard to define and even to describe. I truly believe that worship of God defies definition. Indefinable. Worship is right here. Worship begins in our heart. Begins in our heart as we realize that God loved us even with all of our stuff. That God loved us and created us and made us and gave us life. Worship, it's all that we are. Church, we have no possibility of ever being the church that God would long for us to be if we are a church without worship. Worship is the most important function, the most important function of the church. Now hear me, we do a lot of things in the church. We need to do more evangelism of sharing the gospel to those around us. Spiritual formation, Bible study, growing in our faith, that is needed more so than ever. And yes, we know that missions and ministry is part of the DNA of our church. But worship. Worship is what forms all these other functions. Worship must be the core of what we are and who we are as a church. And worship must be the core of your life as well. Is it? Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea, and all that is in them, saying to Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. The four living creatures said, Amen and Amen. And they fell down and they worshiped. Shall we pray? Oh, Father, we thank You for this thing, this mystery, this celebration. We thank You for this dialogue. We thank You for this life that is worship. All that we have, all that we are, all that we can be, with all of that, we simply say, praise You, praise You. Oh, praise You, God. You are worthy, worthy of worship and praise. May we look deep within to make sure, oh God, that we're doing all we can, not only in our song, but in our life, in the core of our being, to make sure that worship totally consumes who we are and what we're about. As a church, oh Lord, forgive us when we fail in worship, when we make worship second or third in our church, when we get more involved in other things and worship is simply what's left over. Oh God, we worship You, for You are worthy of worship, worthy of praise. Thanks be to God. In Christ's name. Amen.